Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 157. Visible translated text is as follows. For several weeks prior to April 1st, 1913, Mr. Leo M. Frank paid me a dollar a week out of Jim Conley's pay on account for a watch purchased by Conley from Patrick and Thompson. I collected a dollar in this manner on March 8th, 1913, March 15th, 1913, March 22nd, 1913, March 29th, 1913, April 5th, 1913, and April 19th, 1913. On April 26th, 1913, I was unable to get to the pencil factory by 1:30 o'clock in the afternoon, it being customary for me to go to the pencil factory by that time each Saturday to get the dollar, and I did not call at the factory that day. On the afternoon of April 26th, 1913, after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, as near as I can recollect, about 4:15, 4:45 o'clock, and definitely somewhere between 4 o'clock and 4:30. 4:30 o'clock, on Saturday afternoon, April 26th, 1913, I came upon and met up with Jim Conley on Peter Street, near Gaselberry Street. I know Jim Conley well, and that Jim Conley was on the afternoon of April 26th, 1913, between 4 and 4:30 o'clock on said Peter Street, and when I came upon him, the said Jim Conley was standing leaning against a pole, and then and there, I and the said Jim Conley spoke to each other and had a brief conversation. I asked Jim Conley for his weekly payment of a dollar on his watch, and then Jim Conley told me that I could get the money that Mr. Frank had for me, and Jim Conley asked me whether or not I had been by the factory for the dollar. When I told Conley that I had not, Conley merely said that he could get the money from Mr. Frank. I did not tell these facts to anyone at the time, nor immediately after the news of the Mary Fagan death, but during the month of July. To the best of my recollection, I did tell these facts to Solicitor Dorsey, but I did not tell any of the lawyers of Leo M. Frank, nor so far as I know, were these facts ever communicated to them before the date of this affidavit. My associates are G.W. Patrick, E.B. Durham, and J. Hilly. G.W. Patrick, E.B. Durham, J. Hilly, sworn for the movant. We are acquainted with J.W. Boozer, and know that he has lived in Atlanta and been in and about Atlanta for the past 12 months and longer. He is a man of good character and credibility, and we would believe him upon oath.